Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. If you're just joining us, our topic today is the defense of our immune system. And our guest is Dr. Jeremy Hayman, a naturopathic doctor in London. And Dr. Jeremy, when I was reading some of your bio there, it says that you have a special interest in botanical herbal medicine. Now, I guess to me that's a little bit self-explanatory, but I'm certain there's a lot more to it than just that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, for sure. Well, yeah, I mean, that's something that botanical medicine is something that I've taken a keen interest in over the past several years. And the reason I do so is because botanical medicine, in my perspective, is a type of medicine, a concentrated healthy medicine that can work at various levels of the body and the health system. And it's something that is all-encompassing. So, I mean, you can easily obtain high levels of, like, vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and so on from herbals and herbal medicine. And certainly in the conventional medical realm, it's something that we do, yes, need to be careful in terms of potential interactions with pharmaceutical drugs. However, there are multiple instances of times where herbal medicine can not only work in and amongst itself, however, is very efficacious in terms of supporting the conventional medical realm and approaches with various drugs and such as well.
You're also a medical advisor with the St. Francis Herb Farm. So can you tell us who St. Francis Herb Farm is?
Yes, absolutely. So St. Francis Herb Farm has been around for many years, and we are located in the beautiful Ottawa Valley in a small quaint town called Combermere, Ontario.
So we're all Canadian.
Yes, definitely Canadian. We've been around for many years. Originally started out on the West Coast, but have been around in the Ottawa Valley for 27 plus years now. Very, very, very strong focus. I don't know if I mentioned we're definitely a independent family, family-owned business as well. And very strong, earnest focus on organic, natural, pure herbal medicine. So oftentimes those names and terms can be thrown around very simply and easily.
Yes.
However, you know, you want to make sure you know what you're taking and where it's coming from, and we can certainly ensure exactly where each herb is coming from, the farmer's name, the farm, local, and so on, and how it's handled and essentially created for the use of the end user.
So it's a very high quality and organic in the most genuine sense of the word.
Yeah, we've been organic before that term was coined, I guess.
Yeah.
A cool term, so
yeah,
for sure.
Now, I know they have a product that they've formulated those many years ago, and it's called Deep Immune.
Yes.
Can you tell us what that is?
Sure, yeah. So Deep Immune would be considered one of St. Francis Herb Farm's most recognized formula, herbal formula, within the natural or naturopathic industry or profession. So Deep Immune is essentially a combination formula of specific immune herbs. So it was put together specifically to qualify a synergistic potency of multiple herbs used in combination. So in herbal medicine, it's interesting because it's common knowledge that some herbs used together actually have an additive synergistic effect versus single herbs used alone.
Okay.
So, and also versus what is quite popular these days called standardized extracts. So that is which an extraction process is used to specifically take out and measure certain medicinal chemicals in a plant to ensure a certain amount of that chemical is present in the final formula. Some believe there's, you know, only one or two or three primary valuable components of any given herb that provides the full medicinal action. However, certainly not necessarily something that Deep Immune agrees with, given its full synergistic effect. So Deep Immune uses a full plant, an array of herbal constituents, versus simply just taking one component out that's thought to be useful.
It's what they call a tincture. What is a tincture?
Yeah, for sure. So a tincture, the best way to describe a tincture is a traditional herbal state where the fresh or the dried herbal plants are gently macerated or broken down into a liquid. So in the case of Deep Immune specifically, both certified organic alcohol and water are used. So the herbs essentially, the dried herbs or the fresh herbs, essentially sit in a mixture of certified organic alcohol and pure water. And then over time, say 2 to 3 to 4 weeks or so, the alcohol and the water actually pull out the active medicinal constituents or the chemicals into the liquid. And then the herbal fiber parts are then removed, and you're left with a very concentrated liquid version of the original plant or the original herb.
So how does it work then? We'll take this liquid, so many drops. You would, as a doctor, would prescribe a certain amount. How do we take it, and how does it work?
So how it works essentially is when you would take the tincture in the liquid form, so you use as a in a dropper form essentially. So you take it by mouth. You can mix it in with a little bit of water, and the best way to take it is essentially to swish the suspension around in your mouth for about 30 seconds and then swallow it. So there's basically a glass dropper, like I mentioned, in the bottle where you can measure it out the exact amount of the Deep Immune tincture that you need for each dose. So with the above process that I just mentioned, without getting into detail, you essentially would get the activation of the targeted organ system. So, for example, the immune system, the adrenal glands, and the other aspects of the stress system. So easy digestion, since it's a liquid, so even those with poor digestive systems can easily benefit from this, because there's no digestibility issues inherent within a liquid, digest easily. And then due to the specific qualities of both the herbs and the carrier, so the alcohol, for example, the constituents or the medicinal chemicals of the herbs are easily carried to the target areas in the body and utilized from that point forward.
So it's not a lot of alcohol in the system?
No. You know, anybody who's concerned about alcohol intake, Deep Immune formula and the vast majority of other formula and herbs that we won't be speaking about today, they would also actually come in an option as a dry tincture form. So basically the tincture with the liquid evaporated off of it, so concentrated dry version of the liquid tincture or set in a capsule form. But for those who actually take a tincture, for those actually wondering how much alcohol is in a single dose of Deep Immune, for example, it would be equivalent to the amount of alcohol that would be contained within a ripe banana or a glass of orange juice. For anybody who's concerned about alcohol consumption after eating a ripe banana, then yes, there may be a concern about the amount of alcohol in the Deep Immune, but there would be an equivalency there in terms of the amount of alcohol in a ripe banana produces versus the amount in a dose of Deep Immune, which is next to none.
Okay. What are some of the herbs that go into the formula?
So, for sure. So first and foremost, Deep Immune contains 8 important herbs. So if you look on the bottle label itself, you'll see astragalus.
Yep.
Is the first listed ingredient in the mix. So astragalus, in the sense that we've already spoken about in terms of synergy, would be considered as one of the key herbs.
Okay.
So we can quickly discuss the value of astragalus. So astragalus would be considered a true Deep Immune activator at the cellular level, so the third level of the immune system, which we spoke about, the deepest level, like most many herbs do. So it increases things like allowing the immune cell to sort of eat up and break up those bacteria and other pathogens that we spoke about.
Yeah.
Increases like the white blood cell count, the red blood cell count formation, natural killer cells, which you mentioned at the beginning of the discussion here this morning. Increases its active components as well, and various other factors within the deep immune system as well. And the other thing about astragalus is that it increases the activity of the adrenal glands, so hence would be considered in herbal medicine an adaptogenic, which essentially would be considered a stress management approach or property.
And that's where the cortisol comes from too, isn't it, from the adrenals?
So if you're stressed out and you have, yes, a lot of cortisol coming from the adrenal glands, you need some replenishment of that, and you need some control of the cortisol so it won't negatively affect the immune system.
So adaptogenic, that's a word?
Yes.
Can you tell us? Tell us what that is.
Yep. So adaptogenic factors essentially means that depending on where the stress system of an individual is, you need some form of traditional Chinese medicine term, tonification of the stress system in the adrenal gland. So essentially when you adapt to stress, it's the same thing. You want to be able to allow your body physiologically to adapt to the acute or the chronic stress response. So what these herbs do, astragalus and other herbs, what they do is they tonify, so balance the immune system. So they, number one, they don't overstimulate like something like caffeine would do, for example.
Right.
But they would balance and either sort of marginally like increase or decrease or essentially balance the response of the adrenal glands and the stress system to a chronic stress response.
Another herb was Codenopsis.
Yes. Yes, so Codenopsis or Codenopsis, also called Dangshen.
Okay.
So that specific herb has an affinity for the lungs and the spleen, and in herbal medicine, that would have a specific affinity then for support of colds and flus. So it'll positively impact and support these very commonly affected areas.
So boosting the immune system.
Boosting the immune system and supporting the some of the superficial layers, right? So the lungs and the spleen is an area where there's a lot of development and breakdown of immune cells and various cells in the body. So that's a very important active component of the body during an immune response.
And I also read that it stimulates the central nervous system.
The Codenopsis?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, one good thing about Codenopsis, and as we're speaking on this topic, a variety of herbs that are contained specifically within Deep Immune, is if you look back and you look at what's called a monograph, so it kind of gives a breakdown of each herb in medicine or in traditional medicine and what it does, many herbs offer a variety of factors and a variety of actions. So not only are they specific towards the immune system, they're adaptogenic, they have antibacterial, antiviral, factors, anti-cancer, antioxidant. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Which is one of the great benefits to specific herbs, specifically in this combination.
Yeah. Schisandra is another one.
Yeah, for sure. So Schisandra is very well known in the herbal medicine world as an adaptogen for increasing resistance to various types of disease and stress. So it increases energy, increases physical performance, and increases endurance. It's used, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Boosts activity of the muscular system. Used for coughs, used for asthma, insomnia, light sweats, thirst, physical exhaustion. I mean, the list goes on and on and on in terms of Schisandra. So that's a very, very active herb within the formulation of Deep Immune.
Doctor, we have a very big topic and a short show.
Yes.
We've scratched the surface. You've given us a lot of good insights. The immune system, I guess, just very briefly before we conclude, for most of us, it's fixable, isn't it?
Yeah, in the majority of cases, it is. You know, in cases of extreme extreme disease, I mean, is it fixable? That's questionable. Are we able to support it? Absolutely. But
yeah,
certainly in most cases, depending where we're at in our line of health, it's certainly fixable. Absolutely. It responds very, very well to proper support.
So as long as we're proactive and being conscientious toward its health, it's going to do its job.
And something like Deep Immune would be used in a situation where it's more used in a proactive sense, like you mentioned, and
yeah,
more preventatively. So you want to do what you can preventatively before you get to the point where you need to aggressively treat the immune system. You want to keep it healthy along the way.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us today. I'm just wondering if we should maybe have you back at a later date, just continue this conversation. So
absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much for having me. And the upside to herbal medicine is it's multifunctional, and it's a great approach to medicine. The downside of it is it's complex, and we can talk about it for hours. So
very good. All right, well, thank you for joining Insights for Health and brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. You can visit our website at thehealthyhabitchatham.com. And for contact information, store hours, and the brands that we carry, and our What's New page for helpful insights to maintain and improve your health, and also our radio show page where you can re-listen to this presentation and any previous shows, and that's at thehealthyhabitchatham.com. Thank you for listening to Insights for Health from The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself live healthy, live wise, live strong to your fullest potential, one step at a time.